There's therapy for you, mowing the lawn and crying at the same time. The Larry kids in therapy again. Their lawn looks great. It's unbelievable.
Playing on the theme that being outdoors and working in the yard is more than just a labor of love. It's a labor of life. Teach you something while you're out there.
That's right.
All the lines are loaded. Let's start with Lucy, who wants to talk about her mesquite tree. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Yes, I planted a mesquite sapling a year ago May, and it grew really well for the exception of the trunk. I mean, the branches are really tall, and it's probably 12 feet at the very top, but the trunk part of it is still just a couple of inches above the ground. How do I get it
not
for
sure
the trunk to
what
get
I'm,
taller?
Well, so when you're envisioning the trunk growing, you know, whatever, the trunk doesn't slide up like you saw the old pictures of Jack and the Beanstalk where the whole trunk just kind of moves upward. You know, the growth occurs out at the end or the terminal ends of the leader, if it has a central leader, and it keeps growing from there. So the wherever the bottom branch is when you planted the tree is always going to stay there. It's not going to go upwards. So the whole trunk doesn't just move up vertically. If you want to have more trunk, you'll have to start eliminating some of the lower branches off of the tree. And then you'll have this, as the tree grows and puts on new branches and new growth up at the top, you can eliminate some of the lower branches at the bottom, exposing then more trunk. And that's how you get more trunk.
There you go. Appreciate
that
the call.
Makes
hope
sense. But I think that's what she's saying is, you know, she has a lot of growth, a lot of limbs. She just needs to start taking off some of those lower limbs, and then she'll see that she does, in fact, have a trunk there.
Let's move to Mike in Scottsdale and see how we can help him get his garden ready for seeds. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I was wanted to do a container garden this fall for my fall vegetables, and heard earlier how you we're talking about soil prep. Or know what
that's the nicest thing about container gardening. The soil prep is you go buy a bag of good potting soil or Mel's mix and you open it up and you pour it in the container and you're done.
That's it. So I don't use my compost pile.
You know what, Mel, with it. Jay was mentioning Mel's mix, and it's a brand Mel Bartholomew invented. And his whole theory is, like, we've done everything right for you for the soil to start with, put in Mel's mix, and then everything from their compost, add that as supplements afterwards.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So start with the Mel's mix and leave it alone. Then you can start adding your own in as it needs compost and nutrients.
And you can certainly make your own potting mix with compost and get some perlite or vermiculite and some peat moss and, you know, and do all of that. But I think it's easier to start with, you know, something that's already bagged up, ready to go, and then add your compost to it later. You can also use compost around your landscape shrubs just as a mulch, you know, throwing it on the ground, to, you know, at the base of trees and shrubs and that sort of thing. It works great.
Hang tight. If you have more questions, we'll answer them at the top. We're going to keep moving and see if we can't get all callers on hold taken care of in this segment. There we go. Eleanor's next on the line with an olive tree. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I have an olive tree in the backyard. I lost a mesquite tree near it about 2 years ago, and this olive tree has taken off. Now, it's generally had a few olives on it, and when they turn black, you know, the quail get crazy over it. But this year, it is so loaded with olives. I don't know whether it's edible. What do I do with it?
Well, you have to. The olives are edible, but you have to cure them. There's a process. You can't just pick an olive off of a tree and eat it. So there's a curing.
Not joyfully. You wouldn't.
Pretty
like
nasty. There's some recipes, some different things you can do to cure the olives. You know, have that off the top of my head, but you know, I know the extension, Maricopa County Extension has a pamphlet on it. It's probably online. You could go there. I'm sure if you just Googled it, there's some different things. But certainly, they're edible once they're cured and treated. And I know quite a few people that anymore, because we don't have many bearing olive trees, most of them are fruitless. They're always in search of somebody that's got olives because they're trying to make olives. So I have noticed the olive trees around town, though, that did not get sprayed or treated are just loaded. I mean, the branches are hanging down with olives. I'm not sure why it's such a looks like a heavy year for olives, but it seems to be.
Well, let's see if we can get Jacob in real quickly and see if we can't get his grass a little greener. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I moved into a house about 3.5 years ago. It had a fantastic golf course-esque backyard, about 800 square feet of grass area. And a couple years ago, I wanted to go and begin that whole process for doing a winter lawn. And the whole thing had basically died off, and I was going to do a winter lawn. And ever since, I have been unable to get that grass to grow back.
Well, we do have some problems with transitioning, and that's why we really recommend don't do the winter lawn too early. And then at the other end of the scale, you got to get rid of that winter lawn. You got to burn it up, or you know, the winter lawn ends up actually damaging your summer lawn if it hangs around too long.
We'll finish more off the air, top of the hour. Jacob, hang tight. Jay Harper, thank you for your time.
I will be at work at Harper's Nursery and Landscape Company on Hayden Road, just south of Thomas.
Till 4 o'clock today?
Till 4 o'clock.